Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Now, it's Monday. I know some of y'all in the spring forward struggle, but we're here to get this party started, ladies and gentlemen. We got Portia and Brad both out today, but we do got some dope pitch hitters in the building. We got Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hello.
And a new face in the place, Atlanta entrepreneur Akira Island Sharp is hanging out with us today.
Hey, welcome.
Now, of course, we got to bounce this ball over to the West Coast to Heidi and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta? Hey.
Well, listen, later on, we got the latest on the Jussie Smollett case, and it's not looking good for the homie. Plus, Nicki Minaj has some fans very upset at her. But first, what's going on with you, Heidi?
Well, maybe fourth time's the charm, because Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are engaged. Oh, yes.
Yeah, when I saw that story, I'm like, I know what we dishing about.
I know. A-Rod posted this pic on Instagram with the caption, "She said yes." Oh. I mean, look at that ring. Good Lord. Okay, so let's talk about the ring, because it is enormous, and estimates say the ring is anywhere from 15 to 20 carats, and possibly worth $1 to $4.5 million.
That's quite a range.
That's a huge stretch.
My ring could fit inside her ring a few times.
Yeah. And then the controversial former baseball player Jose Canseco tweeted, after this, he said, "Watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica." Oh. Poor girl has no idea who he really is.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I believe him.
What? Jose Canseco isn't really the most credible guy.
It's pretty sketchy.
Remember, this guy is known to use steroids. He wrote a book full of lies and got it completely published. And he's not really the most dependable one, you know?
You do?
Yeah, girl, why? Canseco don't have no reason to lie. Jessica Hunter, you know, she was out there at one point, allegedly. And I mean, and A-Rod, you know, he's a garden too. So, I mean, trust me. Jennifer Hunter, she just switch around, go from man to man. And she think this man's the one, honey, but he is not the one. She need to just rest her heels and just take her time instead of rushing to get married. That's how I feel about
it. What he said is not proof enough that there's a whole relationship. All he said was that this guy, A-Rod, has been talking to my ex. And I know that because when I was with her a couple months ago, I saw that A-Rod called her.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that there's a whole relationship.
Why is
and
he
he's
calling
cheating
her?
And
even like
she's a jeweler.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, "Hey."
So J-Lo has had 6 proposals, 5 different engagement rings, and 4 marriages, which means her stats are actually better than A-Rod. So I want to take you through real quick. Had she married and kept the last name of every guy that she was engaged to or married to, her full legal name would be Jennifer Lopez, Noah Judd Combs, Affleck Anthony Smart Rodriguez, which is very wordy.
All I know is love is in the air, because this weekend, Chance the Rapper became Chance the Husband after marrying his longtime girlfriend, Lucky Corley. Her name's Kirsten, but I call her Lucky because she married Chance. I don't know. It's just way cuter. So now the wedding was a very star-studded affair by the water in Newport Beach out here in California. But 2 celebrities made a major wedding faux pas. Kim and Kanye.
Oh, God.
To the Chance's wedding so late that they had to wait in the back. Yeah, doors are closed. Ushers. I mean, there's a picture. Look at this picture of the usher pointing and stopping them from entering area.
He's that is so disrespectful.
Party for the party.
Men have it so easy anyway. All you have to do is throw on a suit and everyone goes, oh my God, look at you, handsome. I mean, you have it so easy anyway, so he can't even get that right. You have an oversized shirt on and a pair of pants. You're going to a wedding.
Give me another champagne and a shrimp cocktail. Yeah.
Kanye West is wearing a blouse.
He is just ridiculous. Dressing like the typical black person to go to a wedding. It's like going to the Soul Train Awards and the Oscars. When you go to the Oscars, oh, you're all in a suit. When you go to the Soul Train Awards, you're like, you roll out the bed. Now, he just rolled out the damn bed.
So you saying Kanye Soul Trained him?
Yeah, he sure did.
Also, another faux pas, you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding, a white of any kind. The bride is in white. It's her day.
True?
And it looks like Kim may have some purple on it, but she's got white
a little purple.
No, that's blue, but the way that her ass spreads that material out, it just made that sky blue white. Exactly. That's actually ice blue, little did we know.
When oil mixes with water, you see a rainbow.
You're
seeing the whole thing right here. All right, y'all, it looks like Jussie Smollett's empire keeps crashing down. Oh, now, the former Empire star has been indicted by a grand jury in Chicago on 16 felony counts after allegedly lying to the police about the hoax homophobic and racist hate crime he had everybody all pumped up about. I mean, like, people were ready to take it to the streets.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so the actor's looking at some serious jail time, and each count is a class 4 felony, which carries a possible prison sentence of 1 to 3 years for each crime. Now, if convicted, but depending on how the judge feels, he also could receive probation instead of a prison sentence. So, fingers crossed on that situation. But
I didn't even realize. I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize there were 16 things he lied about. I thought it was just like, okay, this happened. No, it didn't. That was it. I thought that was one thing.
I just hope he's not beating himself up over this.
Oh,
that don't have that time.
But if he's saying that he's innocent and he's sticking to his guns, why are they still charging him? Why is this still going on? He said this happened.
Because there's a lot of proof points to the fact that he lied. I mean, that's kind of how, like, court works.
Here's what I also think hurts him. I know the Empire cast is split, but if you are a solid stand-up guy who doesn't cause problems and you just go to work and you go home and you do your thing, I think your cast would be like, we're all standing by him. There is no way this man, we know him. There is no way this happened, that he did this. But they're not doing that. So I think that also hurts your case when you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but I also watched Finding Neverland, too. And that's people's answer.
And just to quote 20th century rapper Sticky Fingers, but wait, it gets worse. The attorney for the two brothers that helped Jussie with the staged attack spoke out this morning and said that their clients were taken advantage of by someone they trusted.
I'm really surprised that you're just not more upset about the lie and what it was about. When the story came out that he was looking to make more money contractually by inflating his popularity, meaning his recognizability, by coming up with these lies and all the sympathies that would come with those lies. And so,
just put out a sex tape. That's not how that works.
That's what I'm saying. Put out a sex tape like everybody else.
Frank, think about what you're asking. You don't want to see the Jussie Smollett sex tape.
Well, it looks like fans of Paris Hilton are worried about her and her dad's relationship.
What?
Why? I know. Well,
let's see that sex tape.
Paris posted a throwback video clip to Instagram of her music video, The Stars Are Blind, and her fans are deaf. Okay, so her father, Rick Hilton, commented under the video, quote, Paris, it's very important you call Dad's cell. We can't reach you on any of your lines. It's so sad that, like, you have to... You
That's
can't
such a dad thing to do, though.
So after he posted his comments, all of Paris Hilton's fans started chiming in, telling her to call her daddy. They're all, like, worried. You gotta call your dad. Because, of course, like, we all get caught up in stuff, and then you're like, man. And then when you finally do call your parents, it's like, oh, well, I didn't even know if you remembered who I was. Gave you life.
Yeah, but I'd be scared to call dad when dad is speaking in third person on Instagram.
Well, the only way she should be more worried is if he was like, Paris Marie Hilton.
My dad contacted me and says he was called by one of my ex-girlfriends. And said that you probably need to call her.
Oh,
that
no.
was a message he left me.
Like on your voicemail or like answer machine at work?
Yeah, your ex-girlfriend, you know, blank, called and said that she wants to talk to you and I think you need to call her.
That's
and I was like, oh
never
no.
Good.
Come on, Dad.
And that's when I found out I had a kid.
Are you serious, Frank?
Right. That's why she called my dad. She told on me.
Sorry,
she
Frank.
Reached out to 15 other Kramers, the dude from Seinfeld.
Coming up, Nicki Minaj and country singer Aaron Lewis might not have much in common, but find out how they both got their fans mad this weekend. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello, hello.
Now, can everybody please shut the f*** up?
Yes.
What?
Well, that's what staying frontman Aaron Lewis, you know, who was now a country singer, had to say to an unruly crowd during a solo performance Saturday, Oklahoma City. So the country star lost his temper and cut his set short towards the end of the show, but not before laying a good old-fashioned shut the f*** up down for the crowd. Take a look.
This f***ing song is a thank you. And I can't get you to shut the f*** up to hear it. Thank you to the people in my life for putting up with me.
No!
Oh, my God.
Now, do keep in mind he's an artist and he's really sensitive about his ish.
That's right. You know what? Sometimes artists like to be aggravated like that so they could cut the concert short and they get your money, honey, and going home. But shut the up.
You're supposed to channel your anger in your music. You're not supposed to stop your music. He looked so pissed.
I truly feel like he did the crowd a favor by cutting the set short because, I don't know tones or pitch, but my man was all over the place, like, far as, like, the octave range goes.
Yeah, he didn't start off in a good place.
And he definitely didn't want to be there. You could definitely tell
his
whole vibe. It was just like, damn, I showed up to get my check, and I'm done.
Well, you could tell that was a good crowd because had that been black people, they'd been throwing stuff, honey. So at least he was able to walk off without no repercussion.
He was so aggressive, even if the crowd was black. I think they were scared. I mean, he threw a cup at them.
Well, he
should
have.
That's not how that works. Isn't the heckler supposed to throw it on the stage, not, like, the artist off the stage?
He heckled the crowd with his singing.
Right. Well, speaking of unruly crowds, Nicki Minaj's European excursion just got a whole lot murkier now that the second show has been canceled due to technical difficulties. Now, she took to Instagram to explain the ordeal. Apparently, the Bordeaux venue where the concert was being staged didn't have enough electricity running through its sockets to pull off the queen-like performance. Well, while all that may be true, fans were not happy about the last-minute cancellation. Take a look at their reaction to the news. Oh, my goodness.
You can't go all the way overseas, have a whole arena full of people, and not rock. You're supposed to let the show go on.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the second time it's happened. What it sounds like to me is that Nicki has a hell of a show planned. And when she goes and does her sound checks, obviously there's not enough electricity to hold the show.
Now that's what I'm wondering. Well, hell, if there's not enough electricity, you need to cancel the show then.
But no, you need to check that out before you book that. I'm sorry. If
She's
I know
listen.
That I have a audience full of people that's ready, blow the camera. Blow the light.
Lip sync.
Yeah.
Gary, if she would have lip synced.
I apologize for this after the fact, but we're going to rock this show.
She could have lip synced.
But if she lip synced, then they would have got on her about that the next day. I done paid all this money, and now you lip syncing.
Well, you damned if you do, you damned if you
Thank
don't.
You.
But hey, it is what it is. Put the show on. The show must go on.
Well, I'm glad that her boyfriend was with her because then she wasn't alone and she had somebody to
snuggle up to.
Exactly.
He gave her some electricity.
He leave Onika alone.
He made the
electricity. He plugged her ears so she couldn't hit the party any chance.
He was AC and she was DC.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, honey, well, speaking of Cardi B, honey, are you ready to party with the rapper on a cruise? Well, honey, hold on, baby, because we got more details, honey, after the break, honey, and promotional consideration provided by...
Itchy skin distracting you? Cortisone 10. Works fast, and relief lasts 10 full hours. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I'm out of clubs.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, forget Soul Plane. We got Soul Boat now if you want the real turn up. So for everybody out there who really want to party with Cardi, you can now twerk with her in the middle of the ocean. Now, Cardi's going to take part in a 4-day, 3-night adults-only cruise hosted by DJ Khaled called the Days of Summer Cruise. Y'all in?
Really? Most definitely.
Now, here's the fresh part. Cardi isn't the only person headlining the cruise. Post Malone's also going to be rocking the spot, and they're going to be adding some more names as well. Now, the ship is going to set sail from Florida, and it's going to go to Moon Cay and Nassau, Bahamas. But I totally want a GPS on this ship just to make sure it's going to really go there, not Africa.
Yeah, okay. Craig, I secretly want to go on this cruise. Like, I want to find out if there's any position available where I can still get hired, because this sounds like the full turn-up.
I'm definitely there. Book me a suite, okay?
What are you auditioning to do? What do you want to be on a boat?
I just want to see everything. Like,
well, no, you can't be a looky-loo. Can you teach them how to twerk?
I can't twerk.
You dragging in your wagon?
I'm dragging the wagon, but I can't twerk it. But you know what? Cardi B can teach me how.
I want to do housekeeping.
But you going through people's stuff.
I just like to clean up all the mess. They're going to be forgetting all their money in their pockets and everything.
Yeah, sorority likes to steal. We got you on shuffleboard.
I think it's going to be the best cruise ever, though. No. Honestly.
This will be the driest, like, bikinis and swimsuits have ever been ever, because with that many black people on a boat, the pool will be wide open. No one will be in the water.
It's going to be the Bonnet Chronicles. Okay, well, moving on to more ratchetry. The Gayle King and R. Kelly interview is the gift that keeps on giving. It was only a matter of time before Saturday Night Live put their twist and gave everyone the spoof that they were waiting for. Take a look.
Oh, Lord.
Robert, please call me Victim. Have you ever held women against their will? How stupid do you think I am? Is this a camera? No. For 30 years, I gave y'all trapped in the closet, feeling on your boutique. Age ain't nothing but a number. Robert. And so many other clues.
And the Oscar award goes to.
I thought that the memes on social media were hilarious, but this is so funny.
Yeah. As a person who watches it just about every week, this is pretty much par for the course. I just had no idea that Kenan Thompson spent his whole life getting in some sort of shape just so he could play R. Kelly. This is the moment his scale has been waiting for. Because, like, before he would have been too heavy to do it, like last year.
Right.
Even 2 months ago.
Right.
But now he is, like, right in that zone. I'm just so happy that, like, you know, SNL's cast is diverse as it is now. Because if it was like 10 years ago, like Jimmy Fallon would have been R. Kelly.
And Keenan was actually employed, but Jimmy Fallon would have still been R. Kelly.
Keenan would have been Gayle 15 years ago. Because they would have had Keenan play every woman available. Like, damn it, we don't have a woman to play Whoopi. Keenan, you're in.
That's true. He's played Oprah five times.
Yeah. He played Oprah, honey.
Well, Keenan, you're a man now.
Coming up, there's nothing like bathing in a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Heidi and Frank will tell you more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Frank, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised would you be if I told you that Kentucky Fried Chicken has invented a Kentucky Fried hot tub?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm 1 on surprise, 10 on excited.
It's actually shaped like a bucket of chicken, too.
Incredible! I love this idea.
You think that guy's inviting ladies over and getting laid? Would you see that on The Bachelor?
I mean, I'm rebuilding my house and stuff and probably going to have to put in a hot tub, so this might be a really hard putt to get around the wife on the old Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket of hot tub. That's awesome, though. Is it filled with water or gravy? If it's gravy, I'm in.
That's when you've got too much money. Well, speaking of money, KFC
did... The Colonel's figured it out.
...put together KFC Innovations.
The swag game hot.
It's real. This is not a joke. They're asking you, the consumer, to fund the brand's wild concepts. Apparently, KFC...
How much they need?
Well, they're asking $46,000 for the, Indiegogo.
Make the hot tub?
To kickstart the development, yeah. And they've got $335 so far.
I think we should buy it as Dish Nation.
Yeah.
I mean, Dish Nation should pitch in and we'd do a segment from the Kentucky Fried Chicken hot tub.
Right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken to sponsor it.
Yes.
And it is Dish Nation. So it's like a dish.
Uh-huh.
Bucket of chicken.
I like it.
Side of coleslaw. You could wear a one piece or a two piece.
I'd actually rather wear the bucket.
On her head. It's requested.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.